This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got the ladies joining us. We've had the viral video for just two segments. I'm going to go back to your calls. I'm about to go to calls right now. Diamond and Silk join us in the next segment. Well, we just joined us. Salon came out. And that judges in Australia, the UK, come out and say that, you know, a 50-year-old man should be able to date your 10-year-old daughter or son, and that they have no, you have no right to stop them. Well, now Salon has come out and said, I'm a pedophile, but not a monster. And it's the beginning of the rollout of that. Adam in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Allison? Big supporter, and started to listen to you last year during the riots in Missouri. I just wanted to touch up on the subject that you're on right now, and it's crazy because I'm from Miami, and you see that going on a lot here because these Hispanic cultures, they kind of do that regularly in some Hispanic nations. That's normal for an older man to go with a younger woman, you know? And really young, and it's odd and it's awkward, and it's really pathetic and sad to see how they're promoting it so it could be a normal thing, and that's not normal at all, you know? I really agree with what you're saying, and I hope that it doesn't become the norm like the gay marriage thing did, you know?
Well, you're going to get arrested in the future if you don't hand your 10-year-old daughter over to people. And look, any old world culture, women started getting married at 13, 14, 15, because technically you can say that they're a woman at that point. Western culture, we started arresting development, decided to push it back to, you know, 18 or whatever. I personally think 16 is probably the proper age, just looking at history, looking at different countries. But separately, as a 40-something-year-old man, I'm not even attracted to 20-year-old women now. It's just something that happens that it's normal to get attracted to people that are closer to your age. I don't knock men who are 60 years old and have a 20-year-old wife. I mean, that's totally biologically normal. If that's what you're into, that's your issue. You know, if Hugh Hefner wants to have a 25-year-old wife when he's 80, that's his deal. My big problem with it is, you're right, some Latin American countries have become a little aberrant. And I say a little, it's very aberrant, but it's a small group that does it where, yeah, 14, 15-year-old girls are, you know, with 50, 60-year-old guys. And, yes, there is a big problem with Central and South Americans particularly raping young girls because they just think that's normal. And that's being covered up. That's going on. Same thing in the Middle East. That's why they cover women up in the Middle East, is culturally. I mean, look, if you're really good-looking and you go to areas of Italy, a woman, guys are whistling at you. Now, if you're with a guy, they don't even look at you. It's the same thing in Greece. If a woman just goes out dressed like a slut, guys are going to come after her. That's where you kind of get the idea of women shouldn't dress like that. I'm not saying that. Women have a right to dress however they want. But it's a very complex issue. What NAMBLA wants is to go after five-year-olds. And there's no debating that's sick. There's no debating that's evil. Because the children can't make their own decision. They're not developed. It traumatizes them. And you've got these sick freaks that want to have the power over children, and that's what pedophilia is all about. And all I need to say is, anybody touches my daughters, my son's older now, he's 13, but anybody hurts my kids, you're not going to have to wait for the police department to come. I mean, it's just a guarantee that I'm going to defend my family. And we need to get that attitude again, that you keep your stinking hands off our kids. Closing comment from you, Adam.
No, I just want to say that I 100% agree with you, and I'll punch somebody in the throat too if they mess with my niece or nephew. Also, so have a great day, Alex.
God bless you. And I don't get up here to act tough and stuff. I mean, I literally start getting crazed when I think about. You've seen these pedophiles on the news. I've seen NAMBLA meetings on TV. I've seen the photos of the UN meetings with them. I mean, they all look the same. It's like these little demonic, chubby, fat guys. that like Tyrannosaurus Rex have their hands right in front of their chest, and they just sit there smiling with their tongues flicking out like snakes going, we want your kids. And just every instinct in me, if there was like a rattlesnake species that came after kids, I'd want to kill it. Or, you know, I mean, it's just these people hunt our children. Where are our instincts? Where are our instincts?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. Okay, so it's a day after debate, yeah. And y'all know I am mad as hell.
Oh,
okay,
no.
And I would be pissed off.
Okay.
But see, somebody done already tried to come for Donald,
yes.
So I got to come for them.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now, last night on the debate, Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly,
yes,
asked Trump to respond to the comments he made about women on Twitter.
Okay.
And on his former NBC reality show, The Apprentice.
Right, right.
And this is what she said. When it comes to women, you call them fat pigs, dogs, and slobs, Kelly said.
Mm-hmm.
And then only Rosie O'Donnell, Trump interrupted, and then, you know, the audience started cheering, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
For the record, it was well beyond Rosie O'Donnell,
yeah,
Kelly reported before finishing her question.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the damn deal, Megyn Kelly, or Kelly Megyn, whatever your name is. Rosie O'Donnell and Donald had to come back on her.
Yes.
So I don't know why
you
going to make this here a part of your forum last night.
Yes.
You know, perhaps you don't need to be hosting debate.
Perhaps
what she needs to do, maybe it's time for us to file Kelly
All right. We're going to fade it down. That's a famous rant. Millions and millions of views online. Diamond and Silk are sisters from North Carolina, and they stand with a silent majority. And they are voicing their opinion at diamondandsilk.com. And that whole Megyn Kelly thing, absolutely. The reason we're bringing them on now is to get their take a month or so more into the election, what they think of Donald Trump, where they think the election's going. The race is starting to narrow. They took Megyn Kelly off for a few weeks to try to end that whole controversy because she was losing that controversy. But this idea that if a man criticizes a man, that's okay. But if a man criticizes a woman, he's attacking all women. And I think as part of equality, women should be able to say whatever they want about men. Men should be able to say whatever. I mean, within reason, but they're trying to change the whole debate into a feminist versus male situation. And I wanted to get Diamond and Silk's take, joining us via video Skype, on what they think in the last month since this controversy has now morphed into other controversies. Thank you for joining us, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I'm the one up here ranting. I want to hear from you. What do you think about Donald Trump now? You still love him as much as you did?
Yes, we do. Yes. As a matter of fact, we just changed to Republican, so we will be voting for him in the primaries. Mm-hmm. And we ask everybody, if the establishment and the GOP don't want to get behind Donald Trump, then we, the American people, have to get behind him. So if you are a Democrat, go switch your party to Republican today.
And today.
Yeah, so that you can vote for him in the primaries.
That's right.
What got you guys into Donald Trump?
Because he's speaking the American people language. Mm-hmm. He's talking about keeping American people safe by securing our borders, bringing our jobs back where people can thrive again in this country, and making this country great again where we're united instead of divided.
That's right.
Well, it certainly is a positive message he puts out. I just hope that he's completely sincere. Do you ever worry about him? Because I didn't get you on to put doubts in your mind. I'm actually liking him more and more. But, you know, when he used to say he liked Hillary and stuff, do you think that was just him being friendly?
He was probably just being friendly. But listen, this man wants to make America great, and he don't even want to get paid to do it.
That's right.
That speaks volumes, and it tells you something about his character. Mm-hmm. He's putting his money where his mouth is.
That's right.
And he wants to work for the American people, and that's why the American people love him. That's why he's leading in the polls,
yes.
And that's why he's going to be our next president.
And if you go to diamondsilk.com, you'll see why we stuck for Trump.
Yes.
So it's his policies. It's why... You ladies like him. Now, don't lie to me. Do you also think Donald's handsome?
Well, listen, yes, he's handsome.
Yes.
But he's going to be our next president, and that's what we're excited about.
That's
and
right.
We want everybody, forget about this media biasness and this propaganda.
That's right.
Don't pay it no attention. Continue to stuff for Trump, because that's what we're going to continue to do, is
that's
stuff
right.
for him until we get him in that White House.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, I had a guest on yesterday, and I said, listen, we can't pay for all these anchor babies. We're going bankrupt. Europe can't pay for all these immigrants. Why isn't the Arab countries taking the immigrants? And the guest said, oh, don't be racist. I mean, why is it that America is the only country that's supposed to pay for everything while we're going bankrupt? What happens when we go bankrupt?
Well, you know what? Sometimes we get used to robbing Peter to pay Paul.
That's right.
Charity starts at home. We need to take care of our own citizens first, our veterans,
mm-hmm.
our people that's living in poverty,
mm-hmm.
our people that's homeless and talking about Americans talking about we'll work for food.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of those people first before we reach outside
yes.
and start trying to take care of everybody else.
That's right.
When did you start to follow Donald Trump? I mean, did you read about his politics? You watch him on TV?
The first time he announced that he was running for president,
mm-hmm.
I was in my bedroom watching him on CNN, and
mm-hmm.
I call him CNN.
Uh-huh.
And I called Silk. I said, cut the TV on. Donald is on talking about he's running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And midway through, Silk called me back. She said, girl, this is going to be our next president. And I've been loving him ever since.
Well, it would be nice to have a president that doesn't run the country down constantly and try to ship our jobs overseas. I mean, I thought the Republicans were pretty bad before, and I was nonpartisan, but I got to say, Obama and the people that he works with really do seem like they have it out for this country.
Well, you know what? We are survivors, and we're not going to cry over spilled milk.
Right.
What we want to do is put somebody in office that can clean up the milk.
That's
and
right.
that's why we stuck for Trump, and that's why we want him to be our next president.
That's right.
Well, ladies, you've got the floor. I could ask a lot of questions, but let me hear from Diamond. Let me hear from Silk, each of you. Your 2 minutes on why you like Donald Trump and what we can do to get Donald Trump elected.
We like Donald Trump because Donald Trump wants to keep the American people safe.
That's right.
He wants to bring jobs back to this country. Did you know that companies like Ford Motor Company ship their jobs to Mexico to make products and manufacturing products for no more than a couple of dollars and then bring those products over here us to buy them for $30,000, $40,000? This is what the American people need to know. Listen, he wants to bring these jobs back where we can thrive. He makes sense.
Yeah.
And he keeps doing this in a common sense approach.
Exactly.
That's why we should stop for Trump, and that's why we should put him in the White House.
That's right. And while all the other candidates is talking politics, Donald Trump is talking common sense. And he's bringing a common sense approach to these issues that's going on right now in this world. Donald Trump is a man for the job. He's a businessman. He knows economics. Mm-hmm. We're having economic issues right now. Guess what?
What?
He needs to be in the White House.
He needs to be in the White House. And we got to stop robbing Peter to pay Paul, you all. We got to stop that way of thinking because that's not going to get us nowhere. And listen, you never going to attain the American dream by getting a handout.
That's
we
right.
need somebody that's going to give us a handout and show us how it's done.
That's right.
Yes, that's why we stop for Trump.
Yeah.
Well, I know this. Donald Trump's saying a lot of stuff that's true, and his businesses are based on having a thriving economy. He's the type of billionaire that will probably go under if the recession continues much longer. So that might be the motive for him actually wanting to do the right thing. There's so many other powerful elites, though, that want a managed, controlled economy, not a free market. And I just wonder what they're going to try next to try to stop Donald Trump.
We don't know, and that's why the American people have to get behind him.
Yes.
Stop listening to the media biasness and its propaganda and the things that they keep spinning. It's a weapon. It's a weapon that they use to put doubt in the American people's mind.
That's right.
We've always allowed them to do it, but they won't do it this time.
No, they won't.
Get behind your candidate.
Yes.
If you are a Democrat, switch your party today so that we can vote our candidate in office,
and
Donald Trump.
And
stay on point.
We're not about to fight. We are about the message.
That's the message and getting this country to moving again.
Well, I like that. That's positive that you don't infight with the other candidates and stuff. You just stay on message. But I tell you, I think the mainstream media is out of bullets. The more they attack him, the more they demonize him and make stuff up or exaggerate it or take it out of context, the more people like Donald Trump. I think he's kind of lessened some of his hardcore message lately. That may be why he hasn't grown as fast, but he also exposed the vaccines that we should have a right to not take them, and we're giving the kids too many. He's also been exposing the fact that that there is a radical Islamic invasion of this country. He's talked about the fact that there's been a plan to deindustrialize the nation. He has said that the whole gun control movement's failed, and that we should have a right to concealed carry just comes with the Constitution. So I tell you, he's really, really getting good. And I wonder if Donald Trump himself has woken up, or this is who he always was. Because the Donald Trump of 20 years ago was a lot more liberal, and so maybe he's just changed with the times. But I know he plugged us whenever Joe Biggs caught drug dealing on the border the day that Trump was there. I know he does. He does seem to have a hardcore stance. He even talked about our Hillary shirt, our Hillary for Prison shirt, and said that he liked it. So he does seem to be pretty hardcore. I just wonder what the establishment's going to do to try to shut him down.
Well, I'll tell you what, whatever they try to do, the trickery and the fakery is not going to work because we, the American people, are behind Donald Trump.
And we see it.
We see it, and we stop for Trump, and we want him in the White House.
That's right.
That's who we want in the White House.
Right.
Yes.
All right, ladies, I know you guys got to get back to work. We appreciate you. You got a few minutes left here. We're talking to Diamond and Silk. Two political commentators popular on YouTube. Great example for other folks to get involved. Have your voice be heard, whatever your views are. DiamondandSilk.com. In closing, how would you ladies like to leave us?
Listen, if you are a Democrat and you need to switch your party today, baby.
That's right.
So that you can vote for Donald Trump in the primaries is what we want you to do. And guess what? For my African Americans, in case y'all didn't know, Martin Luther King was a Republican.
Yes,
so let's get back to our roots, okay?
Yes,
let's get back to our roots. Either y'all can stay left or get right.
Yes.
Get right and change your party.
And it's nothing wrong with coming off the Democratic plantation, baby.
I love it.
Well, obviously, the Democrats and Republicans have their history and their problems, but the Democrats really are the founders of the Klan. They really are social engineers. They're very nasty people at the top. They're really using people. And look at how black unemployment's doubled under Obama, worse than all the other unemployment. I mean, how did that happen?
See, I don't even want to discuss how it happened because I haven't a clue. That's why we need to put somebody in the White House that wants to bring our jobs back where our African Americans can thrive again in this country.
Exactly.
They won't have to be in poverty. They can obtain the middle class
that's
now.
Right.
And that's why we look at Donald Trump and that's why we stop for Trump.
And stop just wanting the crumbs.
Yes. Like we're talking about to have a slice of the cake, not just the crumbs, just handouts.
All right, ladies, come back again with us, diamondandsilk.com. Very interesting. Thanks for being involved in the political process. God bless you. We'll be tuning in to you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, sweethearts. All right. You know they got a little pin up of Donald Trump on the wall. We'll be back.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Folks are born. Some folks are born. Make the way to fly.
Ooh.
man leaves him when he says, we do the hanging. The hanging today is done inside the computers. We're going to break it down coming up after I take these calls that have been holding as the Volkswagen scandal widens. Also, TSA agent, another case of it, stole passengers' money at checkpoint, police say. Report, British Prime Minister David Cameron stuck genitals in dead pig's mouth. You got to ask yourself, why is all this coming out now? Because it's how they control people. And in these college secret societies where people have sex with animals and stuff, that's just a gateway into the real cult. And they're finding out, will you do this kind of stuff? I want to warn folks that are involved in college fraternities, or if you're putting your kids in them, that a lot of fraternities aren't bad, but the more elite ones that are into all this stuff are super bad news. That ties into the pedophiles coming out of the closet saying we've got to accept it and we've got to love them and we've got to see their courage and, you know, everything else. So we're going to be breaking that down. The big drug scandal with the hedge fund manager doubling, tripling, quadrupling prices on AIDS drugs and hepatitis drugs. It's all just par for the course. You got to ask, though, it's mainly just America, Canada, and a few European countries that allow the screw job to go on. But right now, let's go to your calls. I'm just going to go right through them. John and Stephen and Gordon and Augusta in Alabama and Mama and others. John, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I want to talk about Trump and Hillary, but I want to talk about Trump first. You know, I watched Aaron Dyke's YouTube video we had up on air the last about 15 minutes of all of Donald Trump's past interviews and stuff back when he was friends with Clinton, and everything that he was for, now he's against. And it wasn't like 2 years ago he had a big conversion. It was right at election time. All of a sudden, now he's this big conservative that is going to, and he's doing all these childish things to turn people off, like attacking that woman on her looks and stuff, you know, which is designed to turn a lot of people off, you know. And I still
I've said that I don't completely trust Donald Trump, and that I've got some problems with him. And he should be watched, and he could be a giant ringer. But libertarians, conservatives, others are really supporting him right now. And so I'm here cautiously saying I support what he's saying. I support what he's doing. I think Rand Paul's a candidate. I support him for president. And Rand Paul's certainly been fighting a lot of tyranny as well. He just hasn't done it with Trump's flamboyant style. And, yes, we've played those clips about how much he loves Hillary and how he's for assault weapons ban, and, you know, we've played all those here as well. I don't know the particular clips you're talking about, but I've got a good idea. And so, yes, it is a real paradox. What does your gut tell you? You think Trump's going to be a ringer?
The only way we can find out is if Hillary, for some reason, gets knocked out of the race, and if it's Trump against Biden, well, then I could vote for Trump. But if it's if it's some kind of shenanigans behind the scene where Hillary's going to get the nomination and he's already split up the Republican Party different ways, that so it's like...
I thought that could be the case, but I said if he runs third party, we know he's shilling for Hillary because he would mainly just draw Republican and Libertarian voters over to ensure she won. Now he's pledged not to do that, which makes me think he won't do that. So that's another thing in his column. He came out against vaccines. He came out and said, the Constitution is your concealed carry. He's adopting patriot language. And so more and more stuff stacks up on his side. Before, I thought the weight was against him. Now the weight's for him. I have to judge a tree by its fruits. Leopards don't tend to change their spots. He may be an operative. He may be a shill. Only time will tell. And so I agree with you. It bears watching.
Hillary, a long time ago, I remember, Alex, that you interviewed a state trooper who was assigned to the Clintons when Bill was governor of Arkansas. He was a bodyguard for him.
Man, and you've been listening a long time.
I have. And he said, I remember he said that the first time he laid eyes on Hillary, she came out and she had a sporting a big button on her dress that said, proud member of the Communist Party.
So that's, oh, yeah, she wears communist pins. They put them on the Christmas trees. They've had FBI agents go public that were in the White House. They just said, it's insane. Crack pipes and Lenin and Stalin and Mao Christmas bulbs, Christmas ornaments. People didn't believe that at the time. It later came out in court. By the way, Hillary had the IRS go after that FBI agent's foundation. So it's pretty bad. God bless you, John. We'll be back. John's been listening like 18 years.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, I should have added earlier, I was just talking to him during the break, David Knight and Jakari Jackson are going to be in D.C., and they're going to be in the other two states or cities where the Pope is going to be visiting over the next 5 days. The Pope, the Grand Pontiff, leaving Cuba. We'll be landing at about 3 o'clock their time in D.C., so they're going to be there giving us pre-coverage and then live coverage today into the fourth hour that's going to be hosted by Paul Joseph Watson and some special guests that he has as well. Again, we're bringing the fourth hour back. For 5 or 6 years, I did a fourth hour. My first decade on radio, I just did the 3 hours, then we had the fourth hour. And then I just got too much launching the nightly news and building up the infrastructure, so I started getting rid of the fourth hour, but still had it there because occasionally I would do it. A lot of stations kept carrying the fourth hour. Well, now it's live every day. Sometimes I host, but it's always one of our other great reporters joining me as well. Rob Dube, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Anthony Gucciardi, Paul Joseph Watson, Joe Biggs, and others. Kit Daniels, you name it. And it really is a jam-packed fourth hour. We're going to go to Stephen and Gordon and Augusta, Mama, AD, and others here in just a moment. And then we're also going to get into the latest on the invasion of the migrants run by Saudi Arabia and others who won't take one single migrant, even though they started the wars that basically caused so much of this. It's just classic how they guilt us into submission. I just talked to My Patriot Supply. They gave us only 2 weeks under the private label InfoWarsSelect.com. That's their entire food line, exact same product, exact same quality, the exact same age, you know, recently produced. It's like a week old. I mean, that's how fast they're making this food. Super high quality. Lowest prices already. I was able to get an introductory deal. It took me a while to twist their arm into this, to have prices that are basically 10% lower than any special they've ever offered. It is the lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. On InfoWars Select that My Patriot's ever offered. And we have the My Patriot full spectrum of foods at their lowest prices right next to it. So you can order the InfoWars Select, the exact same thing at a lower price, or get the My Patriot Supply. And I didn't really promote it like I wanted to. It's very popular, though. So I have twisted their arm until October 1st, and that's it. It was going to end Thursday. They have extended it one more week, so it's going to go until October 1st. You can get the lowest price in the best packaging, the plastic tote containers, you name it, a 1 month, a 3 month, a 6 month, a year, all of it. It is the very best high-quality storable foods you're going to find. It's what I and my family use. You can also call toll-free, and we'll take your order, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. The globalist social engineers want us to not be self-sufficient. They want us dependent on them. That's 101. So having storable food, having firearms you know how to use, having high-quality water filtration is essential. And as for water filtration, you should be using that anyways. All major water supplies in all, 48 states. Well, Hawaii has it too, so that's 49. Has glyphosate in the water. That's Roundup. You talk about miracle growth for tumors, baby, it's it. That's now been proven in so many studies it'll make your head spin and now admit it. And then you have the hundreds of other chemicals. The number one thing you can do, in my experience, is drink purified water, but it's got to be the proper purified systems as well. We have the ProPure G2 systems that are the best price, highest quality. They're the same price as leading competitors or less, and they blow the competition away in double-blind scientific studies. We have those studies listed. We have taste tests listed, videos listed at InfoWarsStore.com in the water filtration section. And we have several other brands as well that are extremely high quality and also very cost effective. So that's my philosophy here is a win-win-win-win-win. Everything I promote is something I use. Everything I promote is something I know you need. Everything I promote is very competitively priced. I mean, I'm a flaming capitalist, folks. I'm out of the closet. I mean, I'm an extremist, pro-liberty, pro-human, pro-gun, pro-family, free-market, capitalist, thumbing-at-the-mouth, libertarian, laissez-faire. I'm just so liberal, it's sick. You're like, liberal? You're a super-conservative. Well, no. Liberals founded this country. They were liberal compared to the crown or compared to Europe or compared to the church. They were the real liberals. They're called classical liberals. That's what I am. And I see these cult member, scumbag, gang member, thug, disintegration, control freaks that call themselves liberals that are just in trendy cults, and I feel sorry for them because they don't know what real liberalism is. They don't know it means more freedom, more choice, stay out of my life, keep more of your money. They believe it is the tyranny they promote. So I want to thank you all for helping fund this true constitutionalist, paleo-conservative, classical liberal, whatever name you give it. It's what made this country great. It's what made people want to come here, the freedom, the choice, the true diversity. It's not diversity when they tell kids you can't say boy or girl, he or she, mother or father, because someone else might get hurt. Well, I'm sorry if you're hurt, you don't have a daddy and I do. I didn't do that. That's total class warfare envy. I've noticed before that I've gotten rent cars, and they'll go, we've got a BMW for the same price as that Ford truck. You want a BMW? And I went, I guess. I've never driven a BMW, and it wasn't even a fancy one. People honking at me, people mad at me, people acting weird towards me, and I really noticed it. So another time I went on a trip, I got another luxury car again, and I did it again. I noticed, man, I really like driving a Ford truck. Because I don't want people thinking I got money or something. I mean, they have created such incredible class envy in this country, it makes my head spin. And even people that are middle class now get upset if somebody is better at sports than them or better in business. I mean, I would think you would admire that person and want to learn why they're successful. But this class warfare, class envy system is the death of this country. We've got to reverse it. And so for all of Donald Trump's problems, one of the positive things is at least he's self-made. He's got his problems, but at least he's self-made, and he makes it okay to be successful again. Because that's the type of examples we need for children to believe they can become successful. Because more rich people that are free market means more wealth for everybody else, more economy. The problem is the globalists are monopoly men, and they use gamed regulations, gamed stock markets, gamed interest rates to consolidate power, and they're waging war on the middle class. More on that coming up. Also, we will sell out of Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. It's a major game changer. Incredible good halogen for the body. What's done for me is just unspeakable. You've heard the rave reviews. You can read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. That will sell out by next week. It'll be sold out for at least a month, so take advantage of that. We got a lot of the great knockout sleep aid back in, getting great reviews on that front. Vitamin B12 is back in, Silver Bullet, and more, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I'm done plugging. Okay, let's go back to your calls right now, then I'll get into the Volkswagen scandal widens that I mentioned last hour that I want to detail, because through this story, you can understand everything. This is one of what I call a Rosetta Stone-type issue. Stephen in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I've been trying to gather my thoughts, so I've been on hold, so I don't sound like an incoherent, raving, religious maniac. But here's what I wanted to say. I've been thinking about the situation in Europe that you're going to be talking about with these so-called migrants and the implications for what's coming here in America. Now, here's what I'm getting at. Most people in America, and especially I've harped on this before, most Christians are so asleep and hypnotized by so much of what's going on in the religious realm that they're totally unaware of what's really coming, and they're living in this presumption that we're just going to fly away before all this gets really bad. Well, I was doing some
research. Yeah, it's a cult. Don't worry about the volcano erupting and the lava flowing towards the town. We all take our mushrooms. It's like a New Age cult or something, but it's the Christians. They just keep thinking everything's going to be fine.
And I'm going to tie this into what you were just talking about with the widespread pedophilia and this perversion. I live right in the shadow of one of the major hubs of that, and that is Disney. And I was doing some research today, and, you know, I've told people there's an Old Testament story about where the Philistines captured the Jewish ark, the centerpiece of the Jewish worship, and they got it back because the Philistines finally sent it back after God plagued them. And so what they did was, on the carpet they sent it back with, they had what was termed five golden mice. They worshipped mice. Now I want you to get this. Here in Central Florida, and this has affected the world, the main religion here is the worship of the mouse, Disney, okay, which is one of the major hubs for the sex trafficking rings that take these children and sell them through kiddie porn into these pedophilia rings worldwide. And the thing is, there are so many people, especially Christians, who give their money to this organization that's run by a bunch of pedophiles and sodomite perverts, because it's run by the New World Order. You look into the history of Disney, the man himself, and you'll find this guy was a hardcore pornographer, kiddie porn, snuff films, etc.
But I'll say this. All Disney films have sexual subliminal messages in them, and it's documented. And Disney is anti-gun. Disney admits that it works with the Pentagon with its ID bracelets and biometrics as a model for re-education camps worldwide. And by the way, folks, that's even been in the Washington Post. In fact, that sounds so insane. When you guys search engine, Disney works with Pentagon, modeling control of cities, I think will pull it up. Because they've got, on the East Coast, this Disney community where people live there, and they admit everything's tracked, and the Pentagon used it as a model of control grids in Fallujah. And, I mean, even I couldn't believe this 5-6 years ago when I read it. And it was in, like, the Washington Post. That's what was so crazy about it. I first saw an article about it on an airplane. I was reading how great it was. And I don't want to say everybody that works for Disney is a pedophile. I don't know about them in snuff films and kiddie porn. I don't know what your evidence of that is, sir. But definitely Disney is a major, major, major globalist operation. And they also are trying to change copyright law where they own words. Where, you know, I couldn't say the word Disney without paying them money, a royalty, all automated. And they're the ones trying to lobby to end Internet freedom. And so I won't, you know, be caught dead inside a Disney facility. I've thought about going to Disney just to document it, but I've been inside of it, you know, obviously when I was a child. And as an adult, I've, you know, been on the outskirts of it. But it's not very fun. I don't like big amusement parks and lines that are, you know, an hour long. But what is your proof of Disney involved in these pedo rings?
What I found was the guy you've had on your show, Fritz Springmeier, with his 13 bloodlines with Illuminati. He documents what Disney himself was actually into. You can go on and look this up for yourself. And he thoroughly documents. And what I want to tie it in with is the immigrants. Now, these guys are going around targeting women and children, okay? You consider that their founder, Muhammad, brought women, girls as young as 9 years old, after historic fact, into his harem, saying that Allah has commanded me to do this. I have the right to do so. So that's why they'll take girls as young as 9 years old. It's following what the religion has taught them. And I know the globalists are using these people, but I'm trying to say, Alex, what I'm looking at happening in Europe, it is coming for here in America. And people better wake up, because we are going to face the same thing here unless we rise up and stand up against
them. No, I hear you. I mean, listen, they are bringing in the most radical and downtrodden and poor people and ISIS folks, and they are robbing and carjacking and killing and attacking and screaming, we hate America, we hate Europe, and their imams, the big top ones, are on TV saying we're taking over, America's weak, Europe's weak, ah, ha, ha. And it is because we're weak. Political correctness has ended any culture. It has ended any basic controls of, quote, discrimination. And by discrimination, if I'm walking through a field at night with a flashlight and I see a pit, I'm going to discriminate against it. I'm going to walk around it. And so, you know, you discriminate which restaurant you go to. You discriminate where you live, you know, for how far you want to drive. They've taken discrimination, stereotyping somebody because of what color they are, where they're from. And they've projected that on now to saying you can't have individuality. You can't have your own culture. You've got to accept all this. And this is the plan to bring in a voting bloc to have a political checkmate on Europe. But also Europe, through social policies and the United States, I don't care if you're Hispanic, black, or white, has less than 2 children. So, yes, we do have to import people because of the Social Security Ponzi schemes to keep it going. But that's not what the establishment's doing. They're not bringing in people that have been screened who want to work, who want to be part of the system. They're bringing them in and filling them full of these leftist ideologies, liberation theologies, and now we have the Pope coming right as Congress, and I haven't gotten to this yet. It's huge news out of the New York Times. In fact, I had it here, guys. If you bring me another one, it's been moved. Thank you. They've now come out, here it is, Senate Democrats to unveil climate change bill. And I appreciate your call, Stephen. They couldn't get Congress 5 years ago to pass it. They couldn't get Congress 3 years ago to pass it again. So they had Obama do it by executive fiat. Over 1,000 power plants have been shut down, totally clean ones. No one can come here because the energy's too expensive. I mean, you want to make it prohibitive to have jobs, that's what you do. And again, they know the public's dumb. So even in the New York Times, they show coal plants and they say, look at all the smoke. That's water vapor and carbon dioxide, because it's hot air hitting air that isn't as hot. Just like, you know, you're not exhaling smoke on a cold winter's day. You're exhaling 98.9 degree air, and it's got water in it, so it's you're not breathing smoke. And if you show the New York Times article, they say, look at all the pollution, and they show smokestacks. They're not smokestacks. There's smokestacks in Mexico and China. They have no scrubbers. The big buildings you see below power plants are the scrubbers. Everything goes through there. And they use the byproducts and put it into alloys and steel. So it's an amazing process. Coal is incredible. But even if you're against coal, why do we have to shut off our coal, but nobody else does? Because the public looks at it and goes, look at the smoke. I don't want to breathe the smoke. Senate Democratic leaders today unveiled a plan and a measure intended to signal their support for President Obama's aggressive climate change agenda in 2016. And the Pope's going to show up and give a speech at Congress about it as well. I mean, this is what the New World Order wants, to track everything you do, every action you take, but General Electric is exempt. So their plans can keep operating. It's the power to shut down all competition, just like Volkswagen, the people's car of Alos, designed by Adolf Hitler. They have it where when you go up for emissions test, it cheats the test because it does a handshake with the computer and then runs an op on it.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LeCig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquid, e-cig refill, car chargers, and starter kit. Kick some ash with LeCig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LeCig.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
We've got it.
We have to get out of our comfort zone with the globalists. We have to get angry. We have to get upset. We have to realize we're under attack. The rest will flow from that. We're going to go to break here in about 6 minutes. I'm going to come back and go to Gordon and Augusta that have been holding the longest. Then for one segment, we've got the first report from the ground to cover the Pope's three-state visit that starts in the District of Criminals today. That is all coming up. But I love how I read the New York Times, and there's nothing about how Congress didn't pass the law, the president doesn't have the authority to do this, but the president's going ahead with it. It's truly sickening. And if you think Obamacare shut the economy down, you let them get all the carbon taxes in, it's game over. Spain had a vibrant economy 10 years ago. They have 45% unemployment in people under 30. It's like 30-something percent for the whole country. And it's because there's taxes on everything. And energy is so expensive. You want to shut a country down? You shut down their energy. Now, I talked a lot about this earlier. And I talked a lot about how Volkswagen is such a great example, a microcosm of all of this. And it just really is. Everybody's, oh, Volkswagen's in trouble. Oh, Volkswagen's been so bad. Oh, my gosh, can you believe that their stock is massively plunging and they've lost billions and there's 11 million cars and they're so evil and how dare them that when you put the diesel car up on to the computerized system, it then shifts into another mode to lower emissions and fools the machine to pass the emissions. That's because Europe is trying to follow a 60% emissions drop by 2020. And if you do that, you will cripple the economy and you will cripple the power of the cars and you will massively basically make it untenable. And Europe is designed with its refineries to run on diesel. And diesel is dirty. And so rather than being honest about that, Volkswagen went in with a computerized system that went in handshakes with the other computer. It says, just a moment, please, in computer speak, just a moment, waiting, waiting, while it's connecting, while it goes back in a split second and says, shift into a mode that fools this. And the big story here, the big takeaway is, I've never seen a smart piece of technology that didn't have Trojans in it. I've never seen anything with the word smart on it that isn't a screw job. You want to have your thermostat controlled by outside sources? Get one of them. You want to have your power turned on and off? You want to be double, triple charged? You want to be surveilled? For at least 8 years, every new car made in the world, whether it was in South Korea, Japan, China, Mexico, the U.S., Canada, Germany, France, it didn't matter. Whether it was a Saab or a Toyota, a Ford or a Chevy, a Dodge or a Fiat, a Jeep or a Jaguar, it didn't matter. They all have boxes in them that track everywhere you go, what you do, how fast you drive, and they admit, oh, this just happens to interface with government systems going in Oregon, Washington, Texas, D.C., London, you know, cities and states everywhere, that's going to tax you by the mile. Wow, it wirelessly interfaces. It just fell in your car by accident and does this, and the public goes, gee, ain't that nice? And they go, that's right, we've got less fuel tax coming in, which isn't even true, so we need to wirelessly tax you. And this Trojan horse stuff just fell in your car. It's kind of like people that believe in evolution. Yeah, they believe in pure evolution. Yeah, just killer whales just appeared. You know, this Rolex just fell out of the sky, too. And the elite don't even believe that. It's just incredible. It's all by design. It's a total takeover through all tech. It is the end of freedom as we know it. It must be resisted. It is the sneak attack globalist takeover. Stay with us.
Live.com today.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest best price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.